Built in 1915, the Sewell's Falls Bridge certainly looks its age. Its underbelly is coated with rust, steel beams are worn down. At the base of the single-lane span, city engineer Ed Roberge describes the problem.
There's a certain amount of lifetime movement on the steel before it really becomes brittle. It's like a paperclip. You start bending that and all of a sudden it breaks.
The city wants to replace the bridge, a project with a price tag of roughly $10 million. Federal funding would cover 80% of that cost. But there have been delays during a required historical preservation review. Some believe the bridge should be maintained in some way. But Roberge says the longer the review process, the less safe the bridge becomes.
We're getting to a point where we're really concerned about the safety of the bridge and even leaving the bridge open. We do monthly inspections now. Usually you inspect a bridge every other year.
The city recently downgraded the bridge's weight limit from 10 tons to 3 tons. That has forced emergency personnel to use the highway, lengthening response times for some. Both Shaheen and Custer have urged the Federal Secretary of Transportation to fast-track replacement. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.